informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. Thank you for watching Hollywood Connection special concierge segment of fun things to do in Florida and Clearwater Beach. Let me introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Joan Smith.
Yes, we met because you booked our sailboat charter.
I did. So we met over the telephone and we were visiting over the telephone and one thing led to another and here I am.
Yes, and I want to talk about what you put together. You have a networking group. And it's so exciting. You say you have over 100 people under you?
Yes, I have 100. Right now I have 140 active members.
Wow.
And I have two. Last time I looked, I think I had 290 inactive. So they're still there that, you know, if they see something they want to do, then they just reactivate themselves.
Well, we have, you know, a few minutes with you on the air. And tell us how you can download the information and join up, because you have some fun things you're going to talk about what you do.
Right. On your cell phones, you will download the application, the Meetup application. Mm-hmm. From there, once you have it downloaded onto your phone, you can do your own personal search of what you want to do, what location you want to be in. So if you're in Clearwater, you want activities strictly in Clearwater, you will put that in there. If you want kayaking, if you like to disco dance and or country dance, you can find groups that can do that. If you are somebody that likes to go to the breweries, there's a really fun group that I belong to also that called the Ladies of Lager.
Oh.
So, and she visits all the different, you know, once a week, usually every week, different breweries. My group is called Live, Love, and Enjoy.
I like that. Live, Love, and Joy. That should be t-shirts.
Yeah.
I see t-shirts.
Yeah. Just a name that I pulled out of my hat one night, you know, when I decided to format my group.
Nice.
You know, and we do a lot of different activities. I like to have fun. I like to get around, you know, and do different things. You know, we've gone dancing. We go out to dinner. Obviously, we're going to go sailing.
Yes, we're going sailing on SunkistCharters.com this weekend. That's super cool. And what is the app called?
It's the Meetup app.
Okay.
So just you'll just go into your settings, look for, or not to settings, your Apple Store, and look for Meetup.
Okay.
And you'll download the app.
Is your name on it? Just Live?
No. Okay. Well, you have to search for it. So you have to kind of search within the app. So once your app is uploaded on your phone, you'll start putting your criteria in as far as what you're looking for. There's different drop downs that you can do. So you can actually type in Live, Love, and Enjoy, and it will pull up. But it's got to be exactly, it's Live dash Love and Enjoy! Exclamation point.
Perfect. Now, are you on Facebook as well or other social media?
I do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
With a group, too.
Is it under the same?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so give everybody that again.
Live, Love, and Enjoy.
That's super cool. And so I know that you said you go bowling, you go and do fun events around the area with people.
We go to dinner.
How many people, like, join together when you go out?
It kind of varies on the timing of the event and what the event is. Like, for example, tomorrow night we are going to game night.
Okay.
At a local bar restaurant here in Clearwater. And I think there's like 18 people going tomorrow night.
Oh, how fun.
You know, so yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. And everybody, you know, and sometimes it's, you know, and you know, what's amazing is you can meet some wonderful, wonderful people. I have met some really good friends. I've met my family here in Florida.
That's cool. And you said you started this on your own because you said, I want to do something for me.
Right.
And this is your own company. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
So it's been fun. Little stressful at times, you know, because I can't always, you know, be right on the ball and, you know, trying to figure out what everybody wants to do. So I do allow my members to contact me, and if they want to create an event and host an event, they can do so.
Oh, nice. What is I know we have about 3 minutes left. What is your favorite activity?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I mean, what do you like to do?
You know what? Probably my favorite anything that I do is anything on the water. You know, whether it's going out on the pontoon or whether it's going sailing.
I know. So there's nothing like the water.
When you live in Florida, you know.
Exactly.
That's why you live in Florida, right?
Exactly. Our beaches are beautiful. I mean, you've got most of the people that I know, we have pools, and we're always in the pool. I think my time in the pool is 2 hours at least a day.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite.
Oh, very cool. And give your number or website one more time, how they can find
you. It's live-love-and-enjoy!!
Super cool. I know Carrie K. Davis is probably listening, one of our Beauty Queen reporters. She's on her way, and she's got Healthy Lifestyle coming up at 3. And I know she was excited to meet you, if you could stick around, because she's got some fun things that she does as well with her lifestyle group as well. And I think she wants to join. She was talking about it.
You know, and networking is important, you know.
Exactly. You know, so is there a fee? Somebody's asking.
There is a $10 fee for my group. Hopefully I can keep it at the $10. I'm waiting to see if Meetup's going to up the price.
Okay. Once a year or?
It's once a year.
Okay.
You know, and then, like I said, I do have events that I post, and for example, the sailboat. So each person is $50. So,
right.
So
it's a great deal.
Some of the events do cost money to attend.
Mm-hmm. It's $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. So if you have 6 people, it's only $50 a piece.
Right.
And bring your own food, your own drinks if you want to tip the captain. I know it's his full-time job. He's probably listening, working on the boat. if you want to. And if he does a good job, he'll make you laugh. He looks like the skipper from Gilligan.
Yeah.
For sure. I know we have 2 minutes left. Any other things that you'd like to tell or, you know, say hi to anybody out there?
No.
Any family members? You're live around the world.
All of my family is in Loveland, Colorado. So
they can watch us later.
If anybody's from Loveland, Colorado, hello.
Yeah, they'll watch it later. You can send this to them.
Yeah.
And I'm Dawn Reese, and we always highlight some fun things to do in the area. When I met you and you had saw the posts that I posted out there, and then you told me what you did, I said, oh my God, I got to get you to the studio.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, it's a great way to meet people. And I encourage anybody that is new moving to Florida, if you're single, even if you're married, you know, I mean, even married people need friends, you know.
Right.
And, you know, join a meetup group, whether it's mine or whether it's somebody else's.
We did join the Bay Area Concierge Association with the sailboat, and they have a lot of events that they do out there as well. And we've been so busy. So, and that's another great group to join. But yours sounds like a lot of fun too, because you're more, you do more things together as a group, which is really cool.
Yeah, and I always welcome suggestions. I'm like, give me ideas.
Very cool. Have you been on air before?
I haven't. So this is
this is your first time. Very cool. You never know, these magical headsets. If you want your own show here.
I know.
Seriously, you could do what is it called?
Live, love, and enjoy.
Live, love, and enjoy. Ooh, Bobby, that sounds good. We got to talk. I have an idea.
Sounds like a show.
Doesn't it?
And the thing is if you look at my page, I don't know if you can see my page, I've got the Marilyn Monroe on
there. She does. Look at that. That's super cool. The Marilyn Monroe. Well, I'm Dawn Reese. It's been a pleasure to have you. Stay with me because I have an artist. Is he on the phone yet?
This could be him right now.
Okay, and we'll be right back. And it's working with Omar Leslie, and we highlight artists. We're working with Atlas Star Records as well. They're doing a contest for singers, and we'll be right back to tell you more about that in just a minute. And I'm doing a contest as well for a commercial for Sunkissed Charters, and we're giving $100 away cash. And whoever has the best voiceover, check us out on Facebook, Dawn Reese and Dawn Reese Show. We'll be right back. And we're back. And I'm so excited to interview this amazing artist, Omar Leslie. I met him back in the days in high school. We were discovering talent. Now he's discovering talent, and his talent is on the air with us. Are you there?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Quavon 26.
That's right. And so you are really promoting a couple songs, and we have your songs here. We're ready to airplay them. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My real name is Quavon Wilcox. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Went to school at Dillard, Valdosta High. Well, when I moved to Georgia, played football, you know, do music.
And what type of music? I just want to make sure. Are you more of a rapper? Is that an artist?
Well, it all depends on how I'm feeling at the moment. I may sing, I may write, or just rap. It all depends on what's going on in the studio.
Well, I'm excited for you because when we posted everything, Atlas Star Records was very interested in speaking with you. Did Omar tell you that?
Yes, he did. Joe actually reached out to me. Joe reached out to me. We all talked, and we're discussing a few things.
Very cool. And that's what, you know, is happening with Atlas Star Records. They're doing a contest. You should enter that contest that we're doing for the best singing commercial for Sunkissed Charters. I know we sent you that. Let's get to your song. So we're going to play the flight song. What was the full name of it?
It's called Perk Flight.
All right. And what inspired you to write that song?
Just like pain, like a lot of things that I went through in my life. And just reflecting on it. And it was like a real breakthrough song for me. It was like a breakthrough as far as just expressing myself in a creative way.
Wow, I went to comedy school for mine. Pauly Shore's sister. We'll come right back and talk to this amazing artist and hear his debut on our station with his music. We'll be right back. Our station with his music. We'll be right back.
My mind too many times and I can't find it. Deluded and secluded on this island. Got me up, ooh, I be flying. Ooh, I'm smiling, ooh, when I'm dying. I can't add on to my circle, that's a minus. I go get that bad, need that loot like a pirate. This got me up, ooh, ooh, I be flying. Perkins got me up, ooh, ooh, I be flying. Baby chaser, mama raised him. That we made him. Dope fiends say him. Pressures don't faze him. Drop that dope inside the bottle. Whip it till you break him. Off the rip, I had to face him. Why that boy don't water him down? Don't need to chase him. We send him home early. No, we ain't brace him. And it was all headshots. Nobody saved him. Skedaddy. Them bullets chasing nigga down like Tom and Jerry. Bloody Mary, cause every time we catch him, we gon' leave a scary.
I lost my mind too many times and I can't find it. Deluded and secluded on this island. Perkins got me up, ooh, ooh, I be flying. Ooh, I'm smiling, ooh, when I'm dying. I can't add on to my circle, that's a minus. I go get that bad, need that loot like a pirate. Perkins got me up, ooh, ooh, I be flying. Perkins got me up, ooh, ooh, I be flying. Tryna scratch them. Ain't no exam, but we still gon' Johnny test them. Pull up and collect them. Them boys tryna blast them. Rebel give you wings, we tryna send that boy to heaven. I'm on my mind, so don't press him. They label him a menace and a terrorist. They say he dangerous, yeah, he think the same shit. They say the way he moving like that boy been selling bricks.
Selling bricks. They say Perkins got me flying. Perkins got me flying.
And then
Perkins got me flying.
So that shows that you can get through anything in life when you write something or music and it comes to life on page. So congratulations on that. Amazing. And having your song played on our station. Now we're going to play the other song, Bless. Is that right? Do I have that right?
It's called Bless Him.
That's right. And what inspired you to write that music?
At the time, I guess it was like a real, like a summer vibe. I guess it was like a summer feel, summer vibe, and we needed something to like basically crank up the volume, you know, like get the parties crunk, get the atmosphere a little bit vibrant.
Super cool. And so we're going to play that. We'll come right back and we'll give your social media and everything, how they can contact you. And then we'll end with one of Omar's songs as well. And we'll be right back. Let's tune into his other song. This is Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections.
She ain't never seen nobody tell the rental. You know I'm frozen, stay poppy like I'm bum. Money in your thick hole, that's how we living. A mafia, so we never fold. That pain is simple, we get it.
Switch up my location, check my line like I was fishing. Jumping in that water, and diving in, I'm swimming. Flipping all the chicken like I switch up my location, check my line like I was fishing. Jumping in that water, and diving in, I'm swimming. Flipping all the chicken like I work at Finger. My life like some lobster, your life like me. What imposter, then how you living? I'm a C-class monster, you a lame. I've been living S.O.T. up in your daughter, none to make a bitch a D.A. I'm riding with a chopper.
Okay, and we're back. I know this goes so fast on a 15-minute interview. It's a 2:23 in the afternoon. So is there any other things that you'd like to tell people? You know, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do when you're not playing music?
I like to just be around my family. Like, I'm very family-oriented. I don't really have too many friends outside of my family, like, but I like to be with my family, whether we're playing basketball or playing a video game or we just talking.
All right. What's your favorite video game?
Call of Duty.
Oh, okay. I've seen that. Yep. I know I have grandchildren that have video games all the time. So is there anything from the heart that you'd like to say on air or to Omar?
Oh, man. Omar. Oh, man. They've been ever since I met you, it's been oh, man, I know you powerful. I mean, I know you got it. Keep pushing. He's been really pushing me. He's been really helping me, helping me gain that confidence, helping me develop myself, become better as an artist and a person. So I'm just appreciative.
I have someone else to connect you with after the show. I'm going to be sending you his link. He plays a lot of artists as well, and especially with your genre of music. So I will definitely give you another connection. And I know we only have 5 minutes left. It goes super fast. And so you're in South Florida. How many hours do you practice a day on your music?
Oh, at least 10 hours. At least, like, because I'm always writing. I'm always humming music. I'm always I get a lot of inspiration from a lot of different things, so I'm always in a creative process.
That's awesome. You know, when I interviewed, because actually Omar knows my ex-producer that I used to work with, and we were on TV, Paul Murray introduced me to the Jackson family, and I went to Joe Jackson's house, and I remember interviewing Joe a couple of times, and it's up on YouTube. It's a very old video. It says Don Reese Show, Joe Jackson, and I asked him what the meaning of success was to him, and he said, get out there, be known, and strike with all your might, and that's what you're doing with Omar, and it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I hope you come to the station sometime and see your handsome face, and we'd love to get you back on in the future with other songs that you are writing as well.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to tell you thank you for the opportunity, and I would love to come to the show.
Well, we're going to be doing music videos on the sailboat, so that might be another idea.
Oh, definitely.
Or the pontoon boat. That's, you know, that's a 28 foot that will be ready in 2 weeks.
Okay, just send me the information. You know?
Super cool, super cool. Have you met Mama Ali down there? Has Omar introduced you to her?
Mama Ali? No, I haven't heard of her.
Oh, well, she was married to Muhammad Ali, and she's a dear friend of mine. She lives in your area. I've got to have you guys all meet.
Oh, you mean the real, Muhammad Ali's wife?
Ex-wife, Kalia Camacho, yes.
Oh.
No, Kalia Camacho. No, Camacho was Kalia. No, because he was here, it would be before he passed away. Yes, Kalia. I mean, yes, Mama Ali, we call her.
Okay. Cool. That'll be a mind blowing. That'll be a pleasure.
Yeah, you have to invite her to your recording studio and get some video footage of that.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be great.
So we're going to end the show. And again, give your website or where they can reach you and download your music.
My name is Quavon26. You can find me on all platforms. Again, it's Quavon, Quavon26 on all platforms. You can find music on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere music is downloaded.
Well, congratulations with your success. You're working with the best, Omar. And we're going to surprise Omar also and play a short song of his as well. Okay. I'm Dawn Reese. Stay tuned. We'll have Miracle Stories and producers, agents, casting directors coming up in the next couple of weeks. Some really fun shows and discovering talent. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. God bless. Remember, bent knees, break chains. All right.
Money in the bank, doing so well. She said she feeling me. I approached her. She jumped in my ride. Now she hooked up. Got her on the flight in the morning. She felt so good, she jumped up on it. She waiting all night, she never stopped. She waiting all night, she never stopped. This is for the boss and them kings. Get your money up, just win. This is for the boss and them kings. Get your money up, just win. All night, rocking. Bottles, popping. Shouties, dropping. You know what, it's a lifestyle.
Girl, you know that I'm feeling you. Why don't you just relax so I can introduce you, so I can